Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, a lot of people waste money on a lot of things, but they don't mind, quote unquote, wasting the money if it has to do with their kid. Now, they don't think that it's a waste of money. Well, if that's you, you may want to spend $32,000 on this. Apparently, there's a company. It's a Swiss company called Erfolgswell. And it offers to create a list of globally unique baby names and pair them down with the clients until they pick one. So basically, for $32,000... you will get a unique name for your kid. According to company CEO Mark Hauser tells BuzzFeed and Fox News, we follow a creation process that takes around 100 hours. I guess I'm trying to substantiate why it costs $32,000. For $32,000, copywriters cook up names, historians ensure their uniqueness, translators check they won't offend in any language, and lawyers make sure that they aren't trademarked. Can't you just Google search it? Then they said you get a list from which to choose five favorites. Erfolgswell will then send your favorites to 780 people who pick their favorites. But it's nice to know that there's other people that'll comment on the baby name you have. So, for example, I guess Blue Ivy and Apple have been taken. Apple is, what, Gwyneth Paltrow's kid. Blue Ivy is, I think, Beyonce's kid. Then the company will write up a mythology and history of the name so that if somebody does look you up or look up your kid has, like, all this, okay, well, this is what the name is, and this is why it came out because, I don't know, Lady Godiva went to grab a flower to eat, and she grabbed Blue Ivy, so it represents strength and independence and boobies and whatever else. All right, so then, so why is there a market for this? Well, I am sure that this probably came about by some of the people that are in the social media and social scene and Hollywood scene and, I don't know, royalty scene, where they're like, I want to make sure that, you know, I am picking a name that will be in the history books. Like, what was it? What, Moon Zappa? Wait a second, I'm trying to think. Was it Frank Zappa? He named his kid Moon Unit? I forget. There was some, I remember in the 70s, there was some real weird names that Zappa named his kids, and it was, it made, you know, all the headlines, etc. I named my kids Stone and Brock. I wanted very strong monosyllabic names, and that's because anybody I love in my family, I add syllables to. So I couldn't have a multi-syllabic name. Like, for example, my name is Dahlia. It's three syllables. So how do you go Dahlia Boo, Dahlia Cupcake Tushy? You can't do that. But for Stone and Brock, we got Stony Boo, we got Brocky Baby, Brocky Boo. You see, it's easy to do because their name's Brock and Stone. Now, at school, I wanted tough, you know, names like, you know, let's go beat up the Wax Kids. Well, yeah, well, who are the Wax Kids? Yeah, sure, you know, Stone and Brock. Nah, you know what, I think I'll pass. They sound like they could kick our butts. See what I mean? So that's why I did that. But for me, I'm able to take a name and put as many syllables like Stony Cupcake Tushy. Oh, I love calling him Cupcake Tushy. And even though he's kind of dissing me now because, you know, he's 14. He's like, Mom, you know, you can't be putting that on my birthday cake anymore. Cupcake Tushy? No, not on the birthday cake. Really? Yeah, really. And then Brock, his nickname was Doggy Doo. Because Stone's nickname was Taki. Brock was talking number two, seductive. So anyway, these are the names, and as a parent, personally, I want to do the creative work, okay? I think I could come up with very unique names myself, but for those of you in the market, you have it. All right, so we are going to talk about turmeric. Apparently, many of you say that this is the superfood. It's supposed to help your memory. It's supposed to, I mean, it helps Indians who mix it with their food. Why wouldn't it help the rest of us if we include it in our diet? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the six personality traits that a woman has if she's successful. So we'll talk about that and see if it's even, you know, true. Then about 50% of our pets are Shaky Boo, Sashi Boo, Snowball Boo, Apollo, Mac and Cheese, all the animals we've had. Apparently 50%, I would think 20% were, but they say more than 50% of American pets are overweight and fat. Many of you have seen Sashi's picture. Sashi's very mad when I post her picture, but she is very, very big and has a very big tushy. And unfortunately, she's mad at me for posting down the line and wants to take out a lawsuit. But you know what? She's a big cat. She doesn't stop eating. What do you do? So we'll talk about that. Then there's a smart gene. Apparently, there is a trait that is associated with better cognitive skills, and you seem to age better. And they have identified this as the smart gene. We'll tell you what that gene is and why I don't have it. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. There's still a little bit more news on measles as some more states are being reported that they are seeing people conflicted with it. Right now we have 64 confirmed cases, but they say it's on the rise. I believe another Bay Area patient just came down with it. With the measles, and we've talked about this, the CDC recommends that everybody gets two doses. Okay, two doses of the vaccines. The kids between 12 and 15 months, then at 4 and 6 years of age. For those of you that have not gotten two shots because you were older than when they started to recommend the booster and you are concerned that you could be unfortunately at risk for measles, I would suggest talking to the health department if they would allow an adult booster. Right now, and I know I was asked this yesterday by one of my listeners, do not have any recommendations to go and have adults go back and get vaccinated. Right now, we're not doing that yet. So are we going to? We may. Just like we had to do with the pertussis. We have to tell everybody, you know what, when you go get your tetanus shot, get another pertussis. So that may be happening. But if you're concerned now, and you live in the area where we see a huge foci of it, I would recommend, or a huge focus of it, I'd recommend talking to your medical provider or health department. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about this smart gene. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys. Okay, I got to read you this email. We're back on the Dr. Talia Show. We answer everything. Talk about everything on the show. Unfortunately, there should be some subjects we don't talk about. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and allowing me to provide a forum for these topics, especially the one we're going to talk about. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 18 minutes past the hour. All right, here we go. This is, he's a comedian. His initials are TR. Doc, I'm a comic who has gained some traction recently and will be performing in a pretty large venue. Okay, you know, so I thought the email was going okay. Okay? He said, unfortunately, my stage fright is worsening. I found that if I masturbate, my stage fright resolves. But I fear I can't do this, he writes all the time, especially if I share a dressing staging room. Any tips on stage fright? Okay, so, and no, we're not making fun of him. I mean, this is very honest. I don't know how many other comedians or TV stars or movie actors or radio show hosts have to do this before they need to perform and the mic is on. So I agree. You do not want to get caught masturbating before the show, because especially if you nail a venue such as that, the last thing you want to do is, start a mess. So I would suggest a few things for stage fright. The first thing I think about is, remember that guy on Sons of Anarchy where he had like a tic disorder, but the tic disorder had to do with him always, I guess, touching himself, you know, and then I guess the bad guys cut off all his fingers, but only left his index fingers, so he couldn't, unfortunately, do that. It was very, very interesting twist to that plot, the Sons of Anarchy. But anyway, stage fright could be handled, though, better, okay? I mean, like, for me, I don't have to do anything like you're doing, okay? And, you know, I get stage fright. You know, when I had to speak in front of a room, there was like 1,000 people there. And I was like, whoa, Nelly. And so it was, what do I do for stage fright personally? Well, for me, you know, I at first it was, okay, well, no one's listening to you. So you just talk, no one's listening to you. That's how we could do radio. Radio, I'm in a room by myself, okay? I have no idea if Genesis Communication Network actually has the button on or off. So I could be talking to myself. And so I just think that nobody's listening right now. So, yeah, I could be la, 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 la. I could sing, me, 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 me. I just think nobody's listening. So that's very easy. But when you're facing people, all right, and there's difference between being a comedian and just giving a lecture. Now, when I give a lecture, I like to make people laugh. And it's very nerve-wracking if somebody doesn't laugh. However, it is very positive when you see the smile and you see the giggle. And a lot of comedians will, because I go to a lot of comedy shows, and they will focus and they will keep looking at you if you're the one smiling and laughing, because that gives them the juice and the energy. So if you are that nervous, I'm not saying put a plant in the audience, but have one of your friends there that you don't have a problem performing to, that you focus on that friend, and he's smiling and giggling at your jokes, and hopefully for real, because you don't want to think they're faking. That'll mess you up. Another thing is you got to avoid caffeine. You cannot go out there, and a lot of people, even radio hosts, I mean, they take the Red Bull. You can't be doing that. You cannot be on caffeine. That's going to make you more nervous. Your threshold is going to be off, okay? We want to make sure you're relaxing, you know, before you go on there. So you want to relax. Okay, maybe you could stretch. Wiki Howe has some relaxation techniques. They say eat a banana. All right, the banana will get rid of the nausea feeling. You could hum a song in your voice. That's what I do. A lot of times before my show, I'm like, doctor, doctor, give me the news. You know, I'm doing that. And it does. It really, really helps, because I realize, you know, I can't have a job as a singer, so I better make the show good. Chewing gum helps a lot. I always chew gum before I have a TV interview or something. One, then I don't have to worry about bad breath. And two, it just, for me, relaxes me. Of course, stretching, Kegels. I do, before every radio show, 1,000 Kegels. And what that does, it's a vaginal exercise. And what that does, no, you just tighten up your pelvic floor. And what that does is it gets rid of the sensation that I have to pee, and it tones, and I burn about, 500 calories with that? You burn about a half a calorie per Kegel. Then meditation, okay? Meditating. They say you can meditate about 15 to 20 minutes. Just sit there and meditate. Now, it's very, very hard because there's all sorts of excitement going on right before you go on stage. All exciting, right? Dr. Donald, you ready? Dr. Donald, do you need anything? Do you need anything to drink? Do you need anything? Do you know you have to do this. You exit stage left, but enter stage right. You know you have to do this. Don't forget to turn. Don't forget to pivot. Don't forget whatever. You're like, what? So it's very, very annoying. But if you can find a place to meditate, go, look, I am a star, and I need to meditate and be left alone before I... And a lot of stars do that, all right? And another thing you could do, remember I told you guys about Stop Think? Stop Think is a psychiatric tool that we use, very, 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 very successful tool. I've talked about this on the show before. I learned it. One of my medical school classmates who I went to school with, who later became a psychiatrist, he would come to class, and one day he was like, stop, stop. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Stop. Like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing Stop Think. Like, what the hell is that? He's like, well, you know, every time you have a thought that you want to get rid of in your head, you quickly say, stop. So I go, well, then what's in your head? He's like, well, I'm always thinking about sex. And I can't get through class because I'm always thinking about sex. So I'm doing this exercise called stop think. Anytime I think about sex, stop. Okay, so I'm sitting there like, oh, that's a good one. Stop. Stop. Okay, so now we're in the back of the class. So now the next row goes, what the hell are you guys doing? Will you shut up? We're doing stop think. Why? So then we tell them. So after a while, everybody in class knew what we were doing was stop think. And then all of a sudden there was this big, we were doing a proctology, I guess, unit. And there was the muscles of the anus that came up and the colon. It came up on big screen in front of the classroom. And all of a sudden I hear throughout the whole class, stop, 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 stop. All right, so. But it works. So WikiHow had suggested you come up with a time where you say, all right, as of 9 p.m., I am not going to be anxious. I am not. It's done. I'm going to be done. But stop thing does it. Every time you start getting anxious about something, go stop. Anytime you think about chocolate, I want to eat chocolate. Stop. Stop think is phenomenal. Now, you got to be careful because some people think you may have Tourette's where you have a vocal tic. Where you're always like, stop, 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 stop. And they're like, what's going on with you? And then you have to explain, well, you know, I think about sex, or I think about chocolate, or I think about whatever. And then, you know, people are not going to understand. If they are not a Dr. Dahlia Show listener, they will not understand. But I like the idea of you giving yourself a timeline, a guideline, and saying this isn't going to happen. Exercise is, of course, good. Eating good. Giggling. Laughing. The big mistake a lot of us do is we go to alcohol. You know? And you cannot do that because, remember, you have to be very, very careful with how you perform, okay? You have to. And so you don't want to be subdued. You don't want to be, I don't want to use the word depressed in terms of psychologically, but you don't want your wits depressed. And Valium, you know, people popping Valium and Xanax, they always do that before a show. I don't recommend that. I don't recommend it at all because I think your quickness and your wittiness is you. Don't be subduing that. Get there early. Don't get to work late. I hate it when I'm late to the studio and I'm rushing and I'm turning on the mics and all that and it just, no, it doesn't work. All right. Now, another thing that I like to do before I go out there and talk or perform or whatever is I get to know the audience. I will go out there and start talking to the audience before I you know, it's my turn. So, like, I could do this whenever I'm giving a lecture or a speech. You know, I'm like, what's going on? You know, like college students, I get the most nervous speaking in front of college students. I could speak in front of diehard liberals. I could speak at nursing homes. I could speak at a kindergarten. I am never more nervous than the college students because I know that the college students are looking at my breasts. And I get very nervous when I think somebody is looking at my boobies. You know, like, really? That's what happens when you're in your 40s? So what I like to do when I talk to college students, I get out of the way. I go, good luck, guys. You know what? Just get out of your system, okay? You know, they're not fake. They're real. But they do droop, okay? Can we move on now? And I just get it out of the way. So that's another thing. If you think something is going to hinder your performance or them liking you, you get out of the way. But go and start talking to them. Get to know them. Giggle. Because once they feel they have a connection with you, they're going to be more quick to smile and laugh on stage. Same thing with you in a marketing meeting, okay? You're about to meet somebody, a marketing meeting or whatever, all right? Being there in the lobby when they're waiting, being, like, for example, somebody has to check in with the receptionist, and you're there, let's say, you know, talking to the receptionist, giving the receptionist some stuff, you know, doing some chit-chat, some idle, you know, some idle giggle type stuff, or not giggle, but, you know, let them know, yeah, I got to get to work, and you got to scope them out. Okay, you got an idea, all right, you know what, they're not funny, or they are funny. Now you get to run back to your other guys and go, you know what, okay, this is going to be good, they're lighthearted, whatever. And then you go in for the kill, and that's how you do it, stage fright. And citrus juice seems to help also. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie The Interview yet. I guess my son found it on Netflix, and my son watched it. He goes, Mom, I saw The Interview. It was really, really good. All right. So I'm like, I kind of wanted all of us to see it together in case there was some, you know, very advanced, mature content, but I had heard that a gay orgy scene had been taken out of The Interview, so I figured, well, if my son already saw it, let me go watch it. So I've gotten through three quarters of it. And, oh, my, sorry. Oh, my gosh. Okay, my son is going to not watch TV for life after I found out that he watched this without my permission. It is very, very RR plus. Very funny. Okay, and the character that plays Kim Jong-un is a very lovable character. I know the actor. He's a good guy. Very, very good actor. He was in Veep and things, and, you know, so, you know, you start to really, really like the Kim Jong-un character, but I'm not gonna go any more into it, and I haven't finished watching it, but just be prepared, right, that your kids in middle school, high school, even grade school want to see this movie, and there is some definite mature content, and when it's on Netflix, it's pretty easy to access, so please just be careful, and for those of you that pee on yourselves when you laugh, just have a big Depends, because, man, I got to get the couch reupholstered. All right, but I like stupid funny. Stupid funny is funny. Now, let's talk about the smart gene. Whew, they say 1 in 5 people carry a single copy of the variant known as KLVS. KLVS is, I think, a news station in my city. And it's associated with a longer lifespan, improved heart, and kidney function. 3% of people carry 2 copies and not the single. If they carry 2 copies, this could be linked to a shorter lifespan. And this smart gene single copy group have bigger forebrains, enhanced mental ability. Forebrain is the front of the brain. Scientists found people who carry the gene have larger volumes in a front part of the brain involved in planning and decision making. I remember my father years ago was saying that my forehead was so wide, and that means I got a big brain. So I was like, oh, see, good. Yet my sister had a very narrow forehead. So I used to call her stupid. Boy, was I wrong. This woman is, she's smarter than I've ever known. But you know what? My dad probably felt bad that I, you know, had the stupid gene or something like that. Anyway, I guess it follows a previous discovery that middle-aged and older people who have a single copy of a gene variant perform better in a wide range of mental tests. All right? Now, there is a gene variation of the Clotho. K-L-O-T-H-O. By the way, those of you looking for a name for your baby, you could use that one, Clotho. Clotho could help us predict brain health and find ways to protect people against the devastating diseases that happen to us when we grow old. This is according to senior author Dina Dubal of UCSF. Now, the Clotho gene codes for a protein found in the kidney and brain. It regulates many different body processes. 1 in people carry a single copy of the variant, and that variant is called the KLVS. This boosts levels of the protein that is associated with longer lifespan, etc. Yet a very tiny minority, 3% of the population, have 2 copies, and that's bad. They looked at brains of 422 men and women aged 53 or older. They scanned them. These were the ones that tested for the Clotho gene and found that participants with a single copy of the gene had the larger right dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. This right dorsolateral prefrontal cortex is a big part, is a part of the brain that a lot of times we'll see atrophy in with people with dementia and aging. So, if you have more of that brain to start with, logic would dictate that you could live longer and maybe be able to stave off dementia. Now, when somebody starts to get older and they lose neurons in this area, many times a symptom of that is they're easily distracted or they have difficulty multitasking. All right? So, the size of your right dorsolateral prefrontal cortex predicts how you will do on tests, etc. So the bigger, the better. Bigger always seems to be better, except for cancer. That's not good. All right. So let me see. What else? So what does that mean? No, you can't buy it. You can't pop it. No. No pill form of it. That just, yeah, it's just something that's out there that makes us all kind of, you know, wish that we had the gene. I don't know when we'll get to do all this gene testing. That would be nice. I'd like to. You know, I'd actually like to know if, you know, you could figure out if your kids have genes to do bad things and then make sure your kids get psychiatric help, you know, because, you know, the parents of these kids that were found guilty of rape with the Steubenville rape case. Is this the Vanderbilt rape trial? I apologize. You know, you wonder what the parents are thinking, going, what happened to my kids? How did I raise them? What, you know? But the rape had happened in the span of 30 minutes, and the case had been pending for 19 months. The trial took 12 days, and the jury deliberations took a little more than 3 hours. And the verdicts came yesterday, with the former Vanderbilt University football players Brandon Vandenberg and Corey Beatty. They were found guilty in the rape of an unconscious woman in a dorm back on June 23, 2013. Beatty, who turns 21, did not visibly react, but his family members, etc., moms, uncles, cousins, broke out into sobs. Vandenberg, 21, shook his head while he was being told that he was guilty on all counts. One juror had tears in their eyes. That had to have been a hard case. Man, especially going through every piece of that trial. You know, Penn State football coach, who was a football coach at Vanderbilt during the time of the rape, did not reply to requests for comment. District Attorney Glenn Funk says he hopes the case spurs change and sends a message that his office will prosecute cases of sexual violence. The jurors had to watch the videos and see the photos of the rape that happened. When you see stuff like that, you know, you go, okay, these are people that are among us. They're students, they're kids that play with your kids, etc. And then they end up and doing something like that, raping, assaulting, urinating on a victim who's unconscious. These are things that they were accused of. And, you know, I love the idea that we're looking at gene variants for our health. I think that's important. But I would love to see if they could also do this to, you know, predict the next Adam Lanza, or find the next James Holmes. James Holmes with the Aurora, Colorado shooting, Adam Lanza with the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. And if they could, you know, find people with some gene variants, may have a psychological propensity towards violence, get them into therapy right away. Now, I know that could be a violation of rights, and there could be a whole bunch of ethical issues with that. But, you know, the woman's life is ruined. These kids' lives are ruined. And if there's any way we could prevent it, let's maybe use some of the gene therapy for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some women have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And those of you with polycystic ovarian syndrome, you're diagnosed with abnormal periods, sometimes obesity, sometimes infertility, excess cysts on your ovaries, overgrowth of body facial hair, and 5 million women have this. But they did a study that if you did have PCOS, you were more at risk, which we've known for a while, for heart disease and diabetes. But also they found that asthma, mental health conditions like depression, stress, anxiety, cancer of the lining of the uterus, etc. And a lot of women out there have PCOS. Now, some people say, well, how many ovarian cysts does it take to make you a PCOS? No, it's not a joke. You know, having a cyst once in a while, no, but polycystic ovarian syndrome, multiple cysts, but it's this whole genre, this whole syndrome of having the irregular periods, sometimes endometriosis, painful periods, obesity, etc. You'll notice a lot of people on PCOS is putting on a medication like metformin, glucophage that we use for diabetes. And we notice that seems to help a lot of their symptoms, and it helps them lose weight, and it helps prevent diabetes. But something to definitely make sure that you and your gynecologist discuss. All right, guys, don't go away. Our dogs and cats are too fat, and we have a zombie cat that rises from the dead. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is spooky. We have, my cats, I got three cats and I got dogs, but my cats scare me, and I've told you guys that, you know? Yeah, I love rescue cats and I'll take them in, but I really get freaked out because these cats, they just have nine lives. They know what we're thinking. They're sneaky. Well, this cat, I'm so happy he lived. But the title of this article is Zombie Cat Killed by Car Rises from the Dead and Meows Back to Life. This happened in Tampa, Florida. His name is Bart. And Bart was buried by his owner after he was hit by a car and left for dead. 5 days later, the cat showed up to his neighbor yard meowing. This is according to the Humane Society of Tampa. Bart was rushed to the animal clinic where workers of the Humane Society stabilized him. The Humane Society told Fox 13 that the kitty had suffered severe head trauma, a broken jaw, and loss of sight to one eye. Oh, my God, precious Jesus. Fox 13 reports rescuers say they believe he may have regained consciousness, dug himself out of the ground, and hid for a few days. He is expected to survive the ordeal, and he is now nicknamed Zombie Cat. This cat is, these cats are survivors. My cat always loves to sneak outside. He's supposed to be a house cat, but he sneaks outside because, you know, that's his animalistic, destiny, being all an evolutionary, kitty cat, thinking he's all tough and he's supposed to be out there in the wild. So I guess my mom was coming in with, some groceries and stuff. So we had to go in there and we got to help her bring the stuff in. I'm like, oh, really, Mom? So the door was open. So he must have snuck out. So then, we closed everything up, late night and go to, because we didn't see him. Well, apparently he came back home and, the door was locked. So he jumped into the backyard, went to the upstairs balcony, and started yelling at us from the other side of the house to get him in. Now, for some of you, like, well, that's what cats do. I was spooked out. I was like, I didn't even know the cat was outside. And for him to know exactly where we would be, and it was freaky. Another freaky story. Apparently, the cat was locked in a room. We didn't know. This cat is so stupid because he's so stealth, okay? And there was, a piece of paper I noticed under a door. And I'm like, all right, well, next time I go into that room, I'll clean it up because there's got to be some paper on the floor for that piece of paper to be under the thing. And it was an envelope. It was an envelope. You know how you get some junk mail that's in an envelope, all right? So I'm talking to my husband about something, and I see a little bit more of the envelope. Like, what? That's odd. And then, I talk to him, and I turn away. I go, I'm seeing that. And now more of the envelope is pushed out underneath the door. Like, is somebody sending me a message? That I look away and I look back and there's one paw completely extended from under the door. Does he meow? Does he whatever? So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I open the door and he looks at me, meow. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're such a stupid tushy. But actually very smart. He was sending me a message, sending me a letter. He just sent a letter. So he sent me a letter letting me know that his stupid tushy was stuck in the room and he couldn't get out because it was room and it was locked. So anyway. So these cats are spooky. You have to have them. You do. But they are spooky. Now we have the problem that our pets, who we take care of as our kids, right? We sometimes treat our pets nicer than our kids, are too fat. They say one out of every five pet cats and dogs are considered to be obese, even though a third of us U.S. adults are considered to be obese. This is according to the Association for Pet Obesity and Prevention. They say overweight and obese pets are at increased risk for osteoarthritis, insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, respiratory issues, anterior knee ligament injuries, ACLs, kidney disease, cancer, etc. So 50% are overweight, 30% or 20% are obese. Now, that's some scary stuff. Now, we are taught that what you should do is not overfeed your pet. Health officials think we should reduce our pet's food intake by around 25%, limit the number of treats and snacks they're given to help reduce food intake by close to 25%, talk to the veterinarian. There's a lot of there's a lot of pet food out there that are like for healthy weight management. The products won't say for your fat cat or fat dog. because these animals are too smart. They could read that and they'll get mad. So, you know, like for Sashi, she's the one that's kind of dealing with some weight issues because she's so curvy, she likes to call it. You know, I have to make it look like that the food is not dietetic at all. But a problem I have is the cats eat at different times. If I just feed them once or twice a day, then the big one eats it all and he leaves the girls to the dust. So I have to leave the food out there because I'm hoping he passes out and then the other cats can eat. So, unfortunately, the big one just eats and grazes all day. So if you have a cat like that that eats and grazes all day, they're going to get diabetes and other types of problems. So something you have to deal with. All right, now, the six personality traits of a successful woman. I feel I'm pretty successful. I run a medical office. I have a globally syndicated radio show. I can't pay my bills. You know, I don't understand what my kids are saying because since puberty they mumble to me. You know, my family thinks I'm the black sheep of the family, you know, because I don't call anybody. But overall, I think I could say I'm pretty successful. So a new survey which quizzed 85 ladies in positions of authority have revealed the personality traits held by the most powerful of women. All right, so let's take a look at these here. Okay, and they're very, very similar. They need to be assertive. They need to be aggressive. They have to have empathy, ego strength, stress tolerance, and bringing vitality and enthusiasm to your work. Now, I would say that has to be true of men. I don't know if empathy would be in the top six. I don't know. But who are some of the most powerful women in the world? Well, they say here Angela Merkel, right? Chancellor of Germany. Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen. I don't know. I haven't really seen what's been going on with the economy under her watch to rate. Melinda Gates. Let me see. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, does she have empathy? I don't know. I don't know about that. But is she assertive and aggressive? Yeah. Is she handling her stress well? I don't know. Michelle Obama's on the list. Well, listen, but, you know, here's the thing, okay? Here's my thing, okay? You know, when it comes to powerful women, you know, this is why Hillary has had to, you know, always prove herself. You know, when you're married to the most powerful man in the world, you're going to get some media attention. And then when you get to be the first lady, you're going to have some media attention. And then the White House decides how much of a role you get to have. And I would say Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, any of these women seem to be very, very powerful. But I wouldn't think of that because they were the wives of, I mean, there was kind of an inherent power already there. What you and I want to know is, how do you make it from the bottom all the way to the top without needing somebody else's help? You know, people always said, you know, when I was growing up, you know, if you marry somebody powerful, they're going to think that's what, you know, you need to do it yourself. You need to do it on your own and prove you did it on your own. And I'm like, well, you know, it's fine by me because I don't think anybody wants to marry me anyway. And so I really like to, and I'm not accusing anybody of not doing it on their own. You know, Hillary Clinton has been able to still, you know, make herself a name and a political force. Michelle Obama, with whatever the White House allows her to do, has been doing the same. But what I think we need to do to teach our young children, boys and girls, is the stories of how you made it from the bottom, how you made it from a poor family, no money, you know, the trials and tribulations and getting through. How did you do it? And how did you do it ethically? And those are the things that I think people want to hear. That's why we love American Idol so much. You see somebody working on a farm like Carrie Underwood become the talent that she is because she could sing. Good for her. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Manage. managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.